Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. Who goes first today? Let's go with you, Mary.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about, I think it was yesterday, the Stones releasing their new single, Rough and Twisted.
Yeah, we played a clip of it.
Yeah. So, and possibly an album in July of 2026. Well, there's a new study by National Bureau of Economic Research that found traffic fatalities in the United States increase by 15% on days when major albums are dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess, everyone's in their car hurrying up to listen to new music and selecting the songs, streaming it while driving. So they're not paying attention to what's going on. And yeah, they said that when Bad Bunny and Taylor dropped their big albums in the past couple of years, traffic fatalities increased. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
That they wouldn't know that it was tied to weather or something else that they're tying it to
album releases.
It's
one of these crazy studies.
I know.
But it's kind of, but in the past, when you heard new music, I guess it just came on the radio, and you just turned it up.
You listen, it's loud, and you drive faster. I think that's what happens.
Yeah. You didn't have to get it on your phone and hook it up to, Bluetooth and Spotify or whatever you're listening to.
So. Oh, yeah, because they're dilly-dallying while they're behind the wheel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Now I get the connection. What's your story, Bob Kessler?
Mine's a music thing, too. I think we talked about this when you were away, Lisa, but Chicago is the host for International Jazz Day. At the end of this month, April 30th, Herbie Hancock, who just turned 86, is the big ambassador. It's a huge event. It's a big UN thing. So Chicago is the place for International Jazz Day. But here's the funny thing. There's a big all-star concert at Lyric Opera that night. And I was looking into, how do I get tickets? And they have this beautiful website the UN put together and on Herbie's website and all these things explaining the significance and who's going to be a part of it and why it matters and isn't this great? And it was really well presented. Nowhere in there did it say, well, here's how you get tickets. I had to, through a lot of Googling, I found through Ravinia posted something saying it's a free event. It's not at Ravinia. It's at the Lyric Opera.
Oh.
But it's a free event and tickets are not yet available. So,
right, because even if it's a free event, you're going to have a ticket to get in the door.
Yeah, you have to organize it.
Right.
Their main thrust of this is the global audience watching on YouTube. So Chicago will be jazz central.
Bob, you need to be involved in this. I mean, you shouldn't be searching for it. You're Bob Kessler.
Yeah, can't you be on a committee or
something?
Be
on a panel. Interview somebody big in the community.
I would love to do an entire Herbie Hancock
interview.
I'll do PR
just for you, Bob. I will promote Bob Kessler Enterprises.
I think we should have a Herbie Hancock special.
Wait, so are they just broadcasting it on YouTube as a way to...
It's streaming on YouTube. Yeah. Well, it's a UN cultural event, so revenue isn't really... It isn't the same as...
Oh, revenue is always... The bottom line is always the driver. Somebody's going to make money if it's being broadcast on YouTube, I'm telling you what.
Yeah, but it's a UN event, so it's supported by grants and other things like that.
Yeah.
And, corporate underwriting, so it's, the Ford Foundation or whoever.
You got to be there, Bob.
Kind of money. I will be attending it, yes. Definitely.
Yeah, but you got to be involved in it.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
I'll make a phone call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, look, Kevin's got me throwing out a pitch on the South Side next year. He's a PR machine today.
I know. Yeah. I got to think of something for Mary.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
I don't know.
I could guess coach the Cubs for a game.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, didn't I say you should, I think it was the Bears were struggling.
Yeah.
We needed to get you in the locker room to yell, to get the guys fired up.
Yeah, I would have freaked out. There's no way I would.
I think it would have been great. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I have a couple pickle stories. Pickles are having a moment. Did you guys see this story?
No.
PBR. You like the PBR? Everybody, it's sort of like a nostalgic beer at this point.
It was the beer of my dad. So, yeah, whenever I get a chance to grab a PBR, I'm drinking it.
Yeah, even in college, there was a stretch where it was all about PBR. We thought it was super cool to drink Pabst Blue Ribbon. They've partnered with, is it Grillo's Pickles? I see it everywhere.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But it's very popular. It's spear in a beer. It's a pickle beer. It's PBR and Grillo's Pickles. And they're partnered up to make a beer. So it's like pickle juice mixed with the beer. You know, picklebacks have been a thing, you know, like you take a shot of the pickle brine after taking a shot of something else. You guys ever
okay,
do that
at a
bar?
Okay, this is new to me. I didn't even know it was called a pickleback.
Yeah, well, like you take a shot of whiskey and then you follow it with a pickleback. No, anybody else do that before?
Never.
I have not heard of this.
Yeah. You must be drinking really bad whiskey.
No, it was just a thing. I wouldn't
want to follow up a Blanton's with a
I wouldn't take
juice.
A shot of Blanton's.
I've heard of it, but I've never done one.
Yeah.
Even though a PBR might taste better with a little pickle added.
Yeah, I mean, so pickles seem to be having a moment.
Oh, wow, yeah. Steve Bertrand chiming in from Peru.
Bertrand, wow. He's eating pickles in Peru.
You had pickle brine to like a Bloody Mary, right? You guys do that?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be as gross as it might sound. I think it'll actually be pretty decent. But it's coming to stores early May. Keep an eye out for it. And also one other quick pickle note. I have a second pickle story. The Mets are selling mini buckets of pickle chips for $5 at Citi Field. It's a tiny little bucket filled with pickle chips.
And they're not fried. See, I would rather have that than those fried ones.
Yeah, I like the fried ones when they're chips, you know, the pickle chips. I don't really like the fried spears.
Yeah.
But this is just a mini little bucket with pickle chips and pickle brine in a little bucket for $5.
Well, and really, they're only paying like 50 cents for them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty good deal.
I mean, $5 to get something at any kind
anything.
Of sporting event.
Right.
And it keeps you busy for a while. Because
you can take a pickle back, too, with the leftover pickle brine.
Absolutely. Hey, Mary, since you're going to coach the Cubs, that Kevin's going to get you that gig for a day. Someone said, how did Hap not even take his bat off the shoulder and strike out last night at the end of the game with runners in scoring position?
Yeah, Mary. Get to the bottom
of
this.
I turned it off by then. I was watching American Idol. Are you kidding? I was so disgusted with that game. I turned it off. I don't even know what inning it was. Before it was just nasty. So
if you're losing that fan, you've got a problem.
All right. Coming up next, the news with Bob Kessler from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.